All right, I'll hit the injury report, and then I'll open it up to questions for you guys. Guys that didn't practice today, Tyvon Branch, Andre Girard, Tony Pashos, Menelik Watson. Kaluka Mavea was limited in practice today. Tracy Porter and Stefan Wisniewski were both limited in practice. So that's where we're at injury-wise.
Was injured – the injured players that didn't practice were the same place they were yesterday, pretty much, or do they?
Well, I hadn't talked to H-Rod yet to find out how they did in their rehab, but you know, they're probably pretty much the same, you know, as far as where they're at. You know, I think the further we go into the week, the less chance there is for those guys to play. So we'll have to have plans in place in case they can't go.
Any chance that you'll have to add a guy in the line like you're talking about? You might have to bring up.
Yeah, if we got some guys that aren't able to go, then we'll add Jack Cornell to the roster at the end of the week if we need to do that.
What'd you guys like about Martez Wilson, the guy you added on there?
Big guy, athletic. You know, he can really run. You know, he did some good things. You know, there with the Saints. You know, he does some good things on special teams. He's got some rush ability, and he's a good guy as far as a coverage linebacker. So we thought he was a guy that we wanted to, you know, get in here and take a look at and, you know, see what he could do.
It kind of bittersweet at all, Dennis, to have to cut Christo considering he was one of your original draft picks, or is that just the nature of the business anymore?
Well, really it's the nature of the business, and this is a production business, and we're going to continue to try to do everything we can to upgrade our roster to help our football team. And we felt like being able to take a look at Martez was a good chance for us to upgrade the roster. I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, those guys that we drafted, our first draft class, number one, our first pick was a compensatory pick in the third round. So, you know, and it's tough for those guys that are down the line to make it in this league. But then we were also able to pick up some guys that we got as undrafted free agents that have really come in and stepped up and helped us. Two guys are starting for us right now. So, you know, I think that's part of the draft process is, you know, picking up some players. And if you have numbers and volumes of players, your percentages of hitting on those guys are pretty good. And you know, I mean, it's been unfortunate that Tony Bergstrom was a guy that we thought had a chance. He's been injured this year. Miles Burris is a guy that started for us all year last year that's unfortunately been injured. I'm hoping that we'll have an opportunity to get him back at practice next week. And, you know, I think we'll see some good things, not only out of the 2012 guys, but some of these guys that we drafted this past season. I think that, you know, as we keep moving down the road, I think those guys will help us.
Could Wilson help this weekend?
No. I don't see a scenario where we would have him up where he could help us this weekend. I think, you know, get him out here at practice, watch him move around, see what he can do, and then see how fast, you know, can he pick up on the system, both defensively and in the kicking game, to see if he can help us.
Billy Kinney had a sack recently, so you just haven't seen enough development despite that? Or?
No.
Wilson an outside linebacker?
He's going to play Sam linebacker for us, and he'll also put his hand down in the nickel stuff to help us with the pass rush.
Any more guys?
Have you seen progress with Janikowski through the bye week and then, or you know, last week's
yeah.
practice and this week?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he's, you know, I mean, he's going to be fine. I mean, everybody goes through a little bit of a rough patch. Mm-hmm. He obviously has. You know, obviously with the expectations that we have of him, I think we all have pretty high expectations that, you know, every time he trots out there, he's going to kick it through the uprights. Mm-hmm. But it's just been a situation where he's got to, you know, he's got to be mentally strong. He's got to continue to battle through it, and he will. And, you know, when you look up at the end of the year, I think all of us will be pleased with the results of what we've seen out of him.
Was it any more disconcerting that the one that he missed last time, he came up short on, which I don't know if we've seen that for a long time, that he just basically mishit a ball and it came up short as opposed to,
yeah,
does it matter? You miss.
It either goes through or it doesn't,
yeah.
You know, and that's really, at the end, I mean, that's all we look at, you know, did it go through or did it not go through? And, you know, I still got confidence that I can trot him out there at any time and feel good about the ball going through the uprights. So, my confidence in him hasn't wavered at all.
You have those conversations with him, I know, all the coaches do before every game. The head coaches, all right, what do you think your range is today?
I don't listen to him. He'll lie to me every time. No, so, yeah, I mean, you know, we feel confident that, you know, really once we get, 40-yard line and in, you know, in a normal situation, we feel pretty good about it. You know, obviously, if it's to win the game, we'll extend that out. But, he's still got a strong leg. He can still knock it through from a good ways out there. So I'm not worried about him.
What's been your assessment of Mike Jenkins? He's sort of just a kind of guy that you plug in and go with. But how do you think he's done?
I think he's done a good job. I think when you look at our secondary as a whole, I think they've done a lot better job of defending the pass. We're not giving up a lot of explosive plays, and we got to continue to do that. I'd like to see all of us, you know, get our hands on the ball a little bit more. That's something that we've stressed. That's something that we're going to continue to work on. And I think, you know, as we keep going, we got enough good players back there that will, you know, the interceptions will come.
It's a pretty good matchup with Denarius Moore and Ike Taylor. What jumps off the film when you see Ike Taylor?
Big and fast. He's really physical on the line of scrimmage. Does a great job of getting his hands on guys. He's really good in press coverage. There's not a lot of big window throws when you're throwing against him. I mean, everything's pretty tight coverage. So he's been a good player in this league for a long time, and he's still playing at a high level.
You mentioned competitive reasons, competitive advantage in the past, and keeping things tight. Steelers have signed two former Raiders in recent weeks. Anything to read into there from your perspective, or?
You know, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think we got enough that we can throw a few. We can throw enough at them that, you know, I think sometimes that's a little bit overrated. I don't know that. I'm sure with certain guys, there's a lot of information that you can gather, but I'm not really concerned with that.